Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg.
It's time for Speed Jokes right now. Yes, let's do some Speed Jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here we go. We got a joke from L.J. Zeller and Lori Tusing, still in Wilmette, and Diane C. in North Aurora, and Fran Rivett in Morris, and Michael Lake, that conversion engineer, in Bradley, Illinois, and Amy Wood in Norridge sent us a joke, too. Thank you very much. And Gail Nanaka in Orland Park, and Mugged Mary Beth in Shererville. We got this. Adam from Fulton, even William people like coffee cups. I don't know if a robot wrote that, just sort of threw out some words associated with what we do here. We did get a joke from Barry Ballack in Chicago, who wrote, I am a longtime fan of your radio broadcast, and I have been listening to Speed Jokes almost since day one. I have finally decided to send you one. I hope you like it. It went to the Speed Joke Submission Committee, Barry, and has been denied broadcast on this radio station. Guys, it was the Illinois Emission Testing Station joke.
Yeah. I voted yes.
And Steve voted no.
Well, what was the other vote? What did Lou vote?
Lou did not weirdly chime in. Imagine that.
He abstained?
An unexpressed opinion by Lou Manfredini. I'll alert the media. I, however, voted no as well.
Okay.
And it was right.
It was that close.
Okay, thanks for the joke. So we also got one from Kent Heisner, IHSA referee number 60420. Glass coffins are the latest thing, Dave.
Will they be popular?
Remains to be seen.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a man walking by a field, and John Williams will star as a guy in a robe with a staff wearing sunglasses.
Hey, what do you do for a living?
I'm a spy.
But you're dressed like a shepherd.
I'm a shepherd's pie. Yeah, I had some shepherd's pie yesterday from that Wild Fork place that we were doing the commercials for. Yeah. I heated it up. Delicious.
And it gave you a joke.
Hey, hedgehogs, why don't you guys just share? Hey, Dave, I just got back from that famous meteor crater in Arizona. What's amazing to me is how close it landed to the visitor center. My aunt wasn't sure if she was going to be any good at being a human cannonball until she got fired. Hey, Dave, I once had a job as a human cannonball.
What happened?
They fired me.
Isn't that the same joke we just told?
It's a different joke, Dave. Just hang in there. I'm a little short for material today. Hey, Dave, what's the difference between Donkey Kong and Matthew Broderick?
Well, one's a furious barreler and the other's Ferris Bueller.